listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Friends in Christ, this is the passage to read when you're all out of words. These words of Paul, Mary just read, have carried Christians for centuries through some of the most difficult times of our lives. Maybe you recognized this passage that we shared today. This passage is the one that we fall back on when we don't have the words. Even this passage has carried God's people through death itself. I read this passage most recently at the bedside, right after Lee Mason took his last breath on this earth. Visited the family that day, didn't realize this was going to happen at that moment. But Lee took his last breath and we were there at the hospice place down in Bonita, and all I had with me was my little red prayer book. I opened at the close of the day, at the close of Lee's life, and we read, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This is the thickest, meatiest theology in all of Scripture. Right before us today, on this wonderful, nice, fun summer Sunday morning, we get to visit it. Don't blow this stuff off. Don't blow these words off. These words have been present at suicides. These words that we read today have been present at car accidents, at shootings, at hate crimes and church burnings in the South in the 60s and 50s, in battlefields in Vietnam, in coroner's labs, at the falling of the Twin Towers, at stillbirths. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray. But that very Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. You got to rip this passage out of your bulletin at the end of the service today, fold it up, and keep it in your wallet for those difficult days and difficult moments. Better yet, memorize it and keep it in your heart. These words can save you in your darkest moments. These words can raise the dead. I had a preaching professor who used to talk about raising the dead in our preaching. He would practically taunt preachers. I've talked about him before. I wasn't a fan of his, actually. But I remember him. I remember the way he would taunt us. If you had preached that morning, he'd come up to you and go, oh, you preached today? Oh, that's lovely. Did you tell some funny stories? Did you make the people laugh? Good for you. Did you share something personal about your life and kind of bring people closer to you? Oh, that's great. That's great. Did you share some good advice for people to take out into the world and do during the week? Did you impress them with your ability to research and offer some insight into the holy text? That's nice. That's nice. Yay for you. I think of my professor with passages like this one for today. When we preach, he would almost shout, we raise the dead. That is the purpose of this moment. We tear down the walls that defy us. We defy death itself as we point, sometimes with all evidence to the contrary, to Jesus. I love this Reformation art. I got to get a new frame for it. But this is a piece that I got when we were in Germany of Martin Luther here. He's pointing to the crucified Christ. That's all the preaching moment is all about, simply pointing to the crucified one. The people are listening. It's not about Luther. He's off to the side. It's about the one who is on the cross. This one, Jesus, changes everything intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words, promises never to abandon us, even and especially in the most painful and the most horrifying of moments and days. It's kind of amazing how so many of us can keep this page in our Bibles, this Bible here is no exception, how we can keep this page in our Bible so pristine and untouched. But not everyone. I remember seeing my Grandma Roschke's Bible once. My Grandma Roschke, and I've seen Annie Schoenegard's Bible too. And I've seen Barbara Norton's Bible. I believe Bob Koskinen had a Bible like this as well. I've seen these Bibles who are far from mint condition. Maybe you have a Bible like this too. Far from mint condition, they seem like every page is tattered in those Bibles. The whole book is somehow swollen beyond the width of the spine because someone's been literally clinging onto it for years for dear life. Someone's been crinkling and folding the pages. Someone's been highlighting and bookmarking favorite verses, madly scribbling notes and prayers into the margins in desperation. And the salty water of tears have stained and smeared the ink. You ever seen a Bible like this? Maybe you have a Bible like this. Often for those with Bibles like this, the page at the end of Romans chapter 8 that we share today is an absolute disaster. Paul wasn't messing around. He gave us a lifeboat, friends. And right here, on a nice summer Sunday morning, it's a wonderful day. Our family's going to drive off on vacation in a little bit. It's a good day. We're excited. It's an interesting contrast for us today to have a picture on the cover of the bulletin of a mother holding a crying child. Right here on a nice summer Sunday morning, it's good to be reminded of this as well. There's no immediate crisis. In fact, it's all pretty fun right now. We're not hanging on for dear life, probably. We get to walk around these verses that we see today. It's like taking a tour of the fire station. Calmly admiring that big red vehicle with all its ladders and hoses and first aid. It looks so clean today, these passages. More like it belongs in a parade, not at the foot of a burning building on the scene of a terrible tragedy. But this fire truck of a text, actually and actively, it's not just a relic from long ago, this fire truck of a text actually and actively saves lives, dousing out the very flames of death and rescuing suffocating sinners. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We simply must give ourselves to these powerful words. Paul gives us this most precious gift today. On this good and fun day, Paul gives us this most precious gift today. It's the very core of our whole theology. You know what that is? You know what the core of our whole theology is? It's that God's got us. God's got us. The Spirit not only sits with us, she advocates and prays on our behalf. Jesus extends the ladder, soaks us with grace and mercy, and brings us at last to safety. This is enough. Amen.
Shepherd of the Valley, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. to learn more about our national church body.
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!